Hey, baby! Take your time waking up. Hey! Stop. Stop! Shh, baby. You're okay. You're safe. It's okay. Just settle down. Settle down, sweet girl. You need to lay back down. Whew. I knew I should have done this while you were still asleep. Shh, stop screaming. You're going to strain yourself, and it's no use anyway. That's it. Good girl. See? Everything is all right. I'll explain everything in a moment. Have you settled down? If I move my hand, are you going to keep screaming? Okay. Good girl. Bup-bup-bup! No! You need to listen to me first. Can you do that? All right. Thank you. You're safe with me, okay? I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. I know you have questions, and I will answer as many as I can. As to where you are, you're home, sweet girl. Finally, home. Your new home. Yes, it is. I had to take you. I needed to keep you safe, to protect you, my love. Mainly from yourself. But it's a bad world out there, with too many dangers to risk letting you be on your own. You'll be happy here. You'll see. First things first, though. You need to eat and drink water. You were out for almost 24 hours. And I know for a fact you hadn't had anything to eat the day I saved you. I'll be right back. I'll only be a minute. Behave. Mm-mm, that's enough of that. You're gonna hurt yourself, babe. Here, I'm sure you're dying of thirst. It's okay. Take the water, baby. You need it. Good girl. Feeling better? Your stomach might feel upset right now, so I brought you some toast with your favorite jam. Oh, you need to eat something. This is not a negotiation, young lady. I'm not answering any more questions until you at least eat half of one piece. Fair? Oh, you can do better than that, baby. Come on, you have to be hungry. Thank you, sweetheart. See? Isn't that better? Hey, that's barely a third. I said half. Thank you. And I told you that already. Yes, sweet girl, to protect you from yourself. I know you have certain bad habits. You have not been taking care of yourself. Don't lie to me. I know that you skip meals any chance you get, and your hips are covered in scars. I've already dressed a few newer wounds on your arms. It doesn't matter how I know. What matters is you have me now. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you're safe, healthy, happy. Why wouldn't I care? I know you don't know me yet, but I've known you for a long time, and I care about you a lot. I love you. Stop. It doesn't matter. You need to eat more. No, ma'am. No more answers until you clear that plate. What the fuck was that? Alright, you listen to me. Shit like that isn't going to fly. If you ever want to leave this room again, you will behave. I only have a few rules. One of which is that you eat 3 meals a day. That's enough. You will eat. And you will not fucking throw anything. Understood? Answer me. Am I understood? Okay. This is for your own good, my love. I'm gonna make you some new toast and get a dustpan. Look at me. Look at me. Do not pull at the handcuff. It's not going to break, and there's no way out of this room anyway. If I come back and your wrist is even a little red, you will regret it. Do not test me. Okay. Behave. I'm gonna clean up your little tantrum, and then we'll try again, yeah? Alright, baby. Let's get you some food. It'll help you feel better, I promise. You will keep your hands in your lap. You've lost the privilege of feeding yourself. You'll let me feed you. Baby, don't make this more difficult than it needs to be. Come on. Sweetheart, I've been very patient with you, but that patience will run out. Now, open your mouth and take a bite. I said take a bite. That was barely a nibble. You can do better. That's it. Good girl. That's my good girl. Almost done. There, see? Not so scary. Everything will be okay. You just need to obey me. Let me look at your wrist. Good. Thank you for not pulling on it. Once you're settled, you won't need the cuff, but I think it's best that it stays on for now. Do you need to potty? I'm worried that you're dehydrated. Okay, let me help you up. Nice and easy now. Don't be foolish. When I can trust you, you will have access to this half bath connected to your room at all times. For now, you'll need to ask me, and I'll let you in. Go ahead, it's all right. Door stays open. Enough! Privacy is a privilege, one that you certainly have not earned, especially after your little outburst earlier, young lady. You'll learn not to be shy around Daddy. I will see everything. Here, this will help. Good girl. Come, let me give you a little tour of your home. Don't pull away from me. You'll learn to let me touch you. I'm just making sure you're steady. Hush. I'm not letting go. Either I hold onto your arm, or you get back in bed and I secure the cuff to the headboard again. That's what I thought. Come along now. All right. This is the living room. Dining room. Kitchen. It's a very open floor plan. I hope to bring you upstairs to the full house one day, but this apartment in my basement will do for now. When I'm here, you'll be able to move about as you wish, as long as you behave. When I have to leave, I will lock you up in your bedroom, at least for the time being. The better you behave, the more freedom you'll have. Over here is the full bathroom. Now, I'm going to give you a quick bath. I understand you're scared. It'll be a very quick bath, just to help you feel better. I promise, it will all be... Enough! You will let me bathe you. I promise, we'll be fast. I want to get you back to bed so you can rest. The drugs are still in your system. You're not quite steady. Get back here now. Settle down. It's okay. Stop fighting me. Sweetheart, don't do this. Please. Shh, shh, shh. That's it. Just settle down. Everything is okay. You're safe. You're okay. I want you to take a deep breath for me. That's good. That's a good girl. Okay, I want you to listen to me. You'll cooperate with me and get in the bath, or I will sedate you first. Either way, you're bathing. Come on, let's go. All right, undress, please. I don't appreciate having to repeat myself, little one. Let me help you. I don't want you to fall. Baby, you're shaking. Look at me, please. Be a good girl for me, and you'll be back in bed before you know it. There you go. Normally, I would not allow you to hide anything from me, but I'm being patient with you. Okay, let's clean your arms, one at a time. Good. Now tilt your head back. Good girl. All right, stand up for me. Careful, please. Okay, wait right there. Good girl. Let's get you into some warm clothes. Here's some sweatpants and a t-shirt. I'm gonna let go of your arms so you can dress. Be good for me. My poor girl. You can barely keep your eyes open. Back into bed with you. Now, this is for your own good. Rest now, sweet girl. I'll check on you in a little while.